WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 40 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The phone call between President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu began this hour. That according to a source familiar with the call. It is the first time both leaders are talking since Israeli airstrikes killed seven aid workers in Gaza. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
We are told that the president today during that phone call will express his outrage and frustration over the death of those aid workers. But the thing that people will be looking for is whether something changes on what the administration is doing, whether there are any conditions attached to the assistance, military or other aid that the United States is sending to Israel, and if that causes Israel to change course.
A hearing set today for Idaho college murder suspect Brian Koberger. His attorneys are asking for a change of venue, claiming the jury pool is biased. Spring and winter storms clashing in the Northeast with heavy snow in New England and heavy rain in New York and mid-Atlantic states. This is ABC News. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Smith admits to causing a multi-vehicle crash. Dashboard video showing a leased Corvette registered to Rice racing with a Lamborghini before both spin out and cause a six-car collision in Dallas.
Everyone in the sports cars left before police arrived, but now
there was a confirmation that Mr. Rice was at the scene.
Kyle Coker represents Classic Lifestyle, where Rice had rented the Lamborghini. The 23-year-old sent a text saying
he would pay for the damage caused to the vehicle that we leased to him.
Rice posted on Instagram, "I take full responsibility for my part in this matter and will continue to cooperate with the necessary authorities." At least two people in other cars involved in the crash are talking about lawsuits. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Your billion-dollar dreams are still alive. There was no big winner in last night's Powerball lottery. That means the jackpot has jumped to $1.23 billion. The next chance to win, Saturday night. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rented Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 40 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies, breezy and still cool. Stray flurries and sprinkles are possible with a high of 42. And northerly winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tonight, decreasing clouds with frost, a low of 27, And tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and quiet with a high of 45. Currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 40 degrees.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 40 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has worked to secure over $260 million in direct support for over 80 community-driven projects across Wisconsin in the first and second bipartisan funding packages, which were signed into law last month. Senator Baldwin, a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, secured funding for various community-driven projects, which include $4.6 million to the Richland Hospital and Clinics for facilities and equipment upgrades, and $2.5 million to the City of Richland Center to extend water and sewer infrastructure to the future Richland Hospital and Clinic site. Dairyland Power will get over $2 million for electric vehicle charging stations, $1.4 million for Viola and $500,000 for Hillsboro for infrastructure, $600,000 to the Village of Rock Springs to implement an economic recovery project, which includes transportation improvements to support a business district, $750,000 for Main Street sewer and water upgrades during reconstruction of State Trunk Highway 23 in Loganville, $1 million to improve agriculture research facilities at UW-Madison, and $2 million to establish a regional center to combat the fentanyl crisis, $2.5 million to support planning and construction of the Center for Black Excellence and Culture in Madison, providing space dedicated to Black enterprise, art history, performance, and culture, and $1.1 million to renovate the fire and EMS station in Lancaster. The Wisconsin Senate race between Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Eric Hovde is setting up to be one of the most competitive and expensive Senate races in the country. A Baldwin victory is crucial for Democrats who are defending 23 seats in the Senate. Baldwin is emphasizing her deep ties to Wisconsin, forged over nearly 40 years in elected office, and her ability to fight for issues that resonate deeply in the state, like supporting the dairy industry. Hovde argues that Baldwin is nothing more than a career politician who has not done enough to address issues on the minds of voters this cycle, like immigration, the economy, and foreign affairs. Tuesday's primary election results could be a concern for the presidential candidates. President Biden and Donald Trump won by landslides, but more than 47,000 Democrats voted uninstructed, and 120,000 Republicans voted against Trump. Wisconsin will be a decisive state in November. Biden carried the state by about 20,000 votes in 2020. Nearly 3,000 students across Wisconsin will get advanced manufacturing training for high-demand jobs with grants from the Wisconsin Fast Forward program. 17 school districts will train students for careers like robotics, 3D printing, and drones. $500,000 in grants will reimburse schools for the cost of buying and installing equipment. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services submitted its plan for the annual share of $750 million of opioid settlement funds to the legislature's Joint Committee on Finance. As a result of settlements reached by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Wisconsin will receive $36 million this year that will be used to prevent opioid use disorder while continuing and strengthening successful efforts for harm reduction, treatment, and recovery. DHS is required to submit a plan for the anticipated settlement funds to the JVC every year. The plan includes $6 million for Wisconsin's tribal nations, $5 million for community education and after-school prevention, $5 million for family support and resource centers, $5 million for peer support in opioid treatment programs, $3.5 million for naloxone, $1 million for fentanyl test strips, $3 million for capital projects, $2.5 million for room and board for Medicaid members, $1.5 million for EMS leave-behind programs, $1 million for public health vending machines, $1 million for law enforcement grants, and $1.5 million for data collection and surveillance system enhancements. 2 years ago, the Attorney General announced final approval of an agreement with the nation's top three major pharmaceutical distributors, Cardinal, McKesson, and AmerisourceBergen, and Johnson & Johnson, known as the National Prescription Opioid Litigation. Payments from the distributors will continue for 4 more years. Payments from Johnson & Johnson will continue for 7 more years. Wisconsin will also start to receive money in 2024 from settlements reached with Teva, Allergan, Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS. Data from 2023 hasn't been finalized, but 2022 numbers show over 1,400 people died of an opioid overdose in Wisconsin, and there were just over 2,500 emergency room visits because of opioid use. The addition of fentanyl, a powerful synthetic opioid often added to drugs without the person using the drug knowing, has contributed to many of these deaths. If you or someone you know needs help for an opioid use disorder or other substance use concern, contact the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline at 211 or call 877-947-2211. It's been 1 year on the job for Wisconsin Secretary of State. Sarah Godlewski says her office authenticates 15,000 documents each year for all kinds of Wisconsinites.
You know, a family that finally heard that they can adopt a child in Thailand, or a business. My first one was a cheese shop that finally got to sell their cheese overseas.
But Godlewski tells Up North News the office has had to do more with less since it was defunded and downsized 9 years ago.
The legislature has been so extreme when it comes to their power grab that they've basically defunded this constitutional office at the detriment of Wisconsin.
She says the office has to scramble to provide its services. The UW System Board of Regents is set to act on tuition increases today. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has announced a proposal to increase tuition for resident undergraduates by 3.75%. Segregated fees would increase on average $74 per year, and 7 universities are proposing an increase on top of 3.75% to fund specific needs like academic advising, financial aid, and faculty hiring. The proposal, which is scheduled to be considered by the full Board of Regents, would increase tuition for the second straight year after 10 years of a tuition freeze. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill to promote flood resilience in Wisconsin communities. The bill requires Wisconsin Emergency Management, a division of the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs, to create and administer a pre-disaster flood resilience grant program to provide grants for projects aimed at identifying and improving flood vulnerabilities and resilience priorities in local communities. Flooding is one of the most frequently occurring natural disasters across Wisconsin and the United States, affecting a great number of Wisconsin municipalities and increasing damage costs to public and private property. Last spring, Governor Evers declared a state of emergency due to elevated flooding concerns following heavy rainfall and rapid snowmelt that contributed to flooding issues in several counties across the state. The growing threat of flooding and other severe weather underscores the importance of communities evaluating their risk of flooding and taking appropriate actions to prepare for and mitigate flooding concerns before an emergency occurs. The Dodgeville Police Department has issued a missing person alert. Holly Gerton, 16, of Dodgeville, was last seen Monday night at the Belmont Travel Center around 7:45. She left home in Dodgeville Monday. She is likely in the company of 17-year-old Jonathan Lindahl. Their destination is unknown. Holly Gerton is a Caucasian, 5'4 and 110 pounds. She has blue eyes and mid-length brown hair. Jonathan Lindahl is described as 6'2 with blonde hair and blue eyes. It is believed that both may be traveling in Gerton's 2007 Silver Pontiac Grand Prix bearing Wisconsin plates AVX9211. If you see either of these individuals, contact the Dodgeville Police Department at 608-935-5950. The Sauk County Sheriff's Department reports there were numerous vehicle crashes Tuesday due to road conditions. One occurred Tuesday morning around 10:20 on State Highway 58 near Wilkinson Road near Laval. The vehicle driven by Samantha Miner of Reedsburg began to slide due to conditions and slid into oncoming traffic, striking a vehicle driven by Timothy Dre of Kendall nearly head-on. Both drivers sustained serious injuries and were transported to the Reedsburg Medical Center. A man convicted of breaking into a gun store and stealing 41 guns and cash was sentenced to federal prison Wednesday. 23-year-old Mackie Drake of La Crosse will serve 6.5 years after being convicted of possession of firearms as a felon. Drake confessed to selling some of the guns. One person who bought the guns pleaded guilty to federal charges and will be sentenced later this month. Both of the other two people who took part in the robbery also received federal charges. The attorney for a worker burned in 2022 explosion during renovation work on the University of Wisconsin's Camp Randall Stadium says his client has settled a lawsuit against the project's general contractor for $22 million. The Wisconsin State Journal reports attorney Daniel Routier said Tuesday the settlement in Jeremy Rose's lawsuit against J.P. Cullen and Sons was reached before the civil trial was set to begin last month. He says Rose suffered burns over 70% of his body in April 2022 when a flame torch used by a Cullen foreman sparked the explosion under the football stadium as Rose and another worker applied a flammable material to a floor. It's 40 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's 40 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1220. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Robert, the brother of Thomas Andrews of Port Andrews. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to MPL Digital Collection, RCHR with an ID number of 14039. It's listed under Excelsior Croppings, Deaths and Personal Items. It was in the 1st of April, 1880, in the Republican. To the editor of the Republican, again, has death visited our neighborhood and called away some of our best citizens and earliest settlers. I think about the year 1840. The Andrews family emigrated to this country and settled where Port Andrews is today. Thomas, being the proprietor of the village that bears his name, has resided there since that time. On the 13th of this month, after a long and painful illness, Robert Andrews, who lived about 2 miles north of Excelsior, departed from this life. His suffering and his death was caused from an abscess on the liver. He submitted to his fate calmly and with no dread, except as to the welfare of his own family. His brother, while waiting on him, was taken sick and was conveyed to this his son-in-law's T.P. Logan, living in Excelsior, and on the 22nd, just 1 week from the day that his brother was buried, his eyes were closed for death. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering the making of maple syrup.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Meet the candidates for the 3rd Congressional District. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will offer an opportunity to meet and talk with the candidates for the Congressional District by hosting question and answer sessions. Economic Equity Now believes that information is the key to making the choices that will produce a healthy and vibrant community. The first question and answer session will feature Rebecca Cook this evening at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All the candidates have been invited to a Q&A. Economic Equity Now will host Katrina Shanklin Thursday, May 2nd, and Eric Wilson Thursday, June 6th. The 3rd District Representative, currently in office, Derek Van Orden, has been invited to his own session, but has not yet confirmed a date. Rock blasting operations along the west side of Wisconsin 130 north of the river is scheduled to begin tomorrow after weather delayed the start Wednesday. The contractor is rock drilling today and anticipates the first rock blast will be tomorrow around midday. Today, there is no traffic stops and Brace Memorial Park will remain open. Tomorrow, Brace Memorial Park will be closed around 7 in the morning, then reopened after the blast in the afternoon and remain open through the weekend. One 15-minute traffic stop on Wisconsin 130 both directions is anticipated around midday for the first rock blast. The University of Wisconsin-Madison is opening its doors wide, inviting everyone to a 175th anniversary community open house April 5th through 7th. On deck, family-friendly fun, interactive science and art activities, Bucky Badger and much more, all on campus, all open to the public and all free, even the 175 Samore Years ice cream. With more than 60 events, the weekend offers something for everyone, whether you want to interact with researchers, listen to beautiful music, explore cutting-edge science, or see how cheese is made. Although the community open house will be the final 175th flagship celebration, related anniversary events will continue, including a performance by Scatit Lights at Memorial Union on April 25th and the UW 175th anniversary Crazy Legs Classic on April 27th. For details about these and other events, go online to 175.wisc.edu/open-house. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville's Department of Performing and Visual Arts Theater and Pioneer Players will present The Addams Family, a new musical. The show is based on the Addams Family characters created by Charles Addams. Performances will be this Friday and Saturday, Thursday, April 11th, Friday, April 12th, and Saturday, April 13th at 7:30, and Sunday afternoons, April 7th and 14th at 2. There also will be a special matinee on Wednesday, April 10th at 11. All performances will be held in the Broadbeck Concert Hall at the Center for the Arts on the UW-Platteville campus. Tickets for the production are $15 for general admission and $7 for students. For tickets and information, contact the University Box Office at 608-342-1298 or online at tickets.uwplatt.edu. Ticket prices are the same no matter how they are purchased. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office will host its 12th annual 5K9 Run Walk and Kids Fun Run at the Vernon County Sheriff's Office in Viroqua this Saturday. The Kids Fun Run is a quarter-mile run for children 11 and under. It will begin at 9. Immediately following the Kids Fun Run, the 5K Run Walk will start. Medals will be awarded to the top three place winners in each division for both male and female in all age categories. After the run, you are welcome to attend demonstrations from K-9 Dax and Handler Deputy Mark Belisero. There will also be a meet and greet and swearing in with the new K-9 team, Handler Deputy Sheriff Brad Brueggemann and his new K-9 partner. If you are interested in supporting the K-9 unit, you can go to the Vernon County website to the Sheriff's Office tab, and then under the K-9 unit tab, you will see the registration form you can print off and send in. You can also register the day of the event. The registration cost is $25. All proceeds will help benefit the K-9 unit, the new K-9 team, and K-9 DAX for annual maintenance, training, and equipment costs. The tax filing deadline is approaching fast, and if you're not going to be ready by April 15th, it's time to get an extension. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says the first request you make is automatically granted and will last you through October. You can find free options to file that extension online at irs.gov. If you do owe some money, make sure you make a payment, because a filing extension is not a paying extension. It's 40 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas, conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green. They also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
It's 40 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30 on this Thursday, April 4th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Terry J. Deckard, 78, of Gillingham, died unexpectedly March 27th. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7. The local Military Memorial Honors Unit will provide military rites at 6:45. Terry Deckard is survived by two daughters, Christina Deckard of Richland Center and Valerie and Brian Gilman of Nashville, Tennessee. Two grandchildren, a sister, Nancy Peterson of Gillingham, special friend Marge Idy of Gillingham, and numerous other relatives and friends. Terry J. Deckard, 78, of Gillingham. Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River, died Sunday at Elroy Health Services. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Nancy Troxel Rako is survived by two stepchildren, Tim and Amy and their families, a brother, William John Troxel of Waukegan, Illinois, a sister, Joyce and Ken Plattner of Chicago, Illinois, sister-in-law, Kathy Troxel of Fort Wayne, Indiana, 12 nieces and nephews, 31 great-nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidtwoodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10 until noon with a service at 11:45 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local Military Honors Unit will provide military honors at noon at the funeral home. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. Dick Inman is survived by four children, Michael and Janice Inman of Richland Center, Danny and Vicki Inman of Viroqua, and Cindy and Ray Burkham and Greg Inman, all of Westby. Six grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, his siblings, Jerry Inman of Stafford, Arizona, Bernetta and Jack Ridlin of Edgerton, and Judith and Dale Pete Hansen of La Crescent, Minnesota. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3 with a service at 2. Rick Brewer is survived by his son, Bobby, and his family, three stepchildren and their families, a sister, Patty and Earl Tainter, sister-in-law, Karen Brewer, and friend Alice Dupas. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley, died Wednesday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital after a battle with dementia and PTSD. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with military rites to follow by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be held at St. Killian's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call Monday at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church from 4:30 until 8, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Mike Call is survived by his wife of 50 years, Peg, three children, Christine and Ed Gunlock of Marshall, Charlene and Benjamin Gald of Richland Center, and Terry Call of Bear Valley, five grandsons, seven sisters, Joanne Slattery, Arlene Makovec, Teresa Jensen, Eloise and Robert Anderson, Bernadette and Mark Hintz, Rita and Stephen McCarthy, and Tina and Brent McKittrick. Four brothers, Steve and Laura Call, Marty and Sharon Call, Pat Call, and Herman and Tammy Call. Sister-in-law, Karen and Dan Kruger. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Michael Call, 73 of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57 of Sextonville, died Saturday at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday, April 13th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, April 12th from 4 until 7, and again Saturday, April 13th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Jim Bennett is survived by his parents, Ken and Nancy, siblings, Jeremy and Susie Bennett of Chaseburg, Jeff and Pappy Bennett of Ithaca, and Christine and Sean Connor of Luana, Iowa. Many aunts, uncles, nieces and nephews, and special neighbors, Rick and Karen Pauls. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57 of Sextonville.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Find three amazing floors of deals at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Stop in to take advantage of great prices on anything and everything for your home. Let your inner sports fan out with Krogan's selection of big screen TVs and sofas. Your handyman side will love the variety of tools they offer. Also check out home decor, paint supplies, and more. Three amazing floors of deals are at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Best prices, best service, best value.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
No matter how old you are, taking the right medication at the right time can be a challenge. If you struggle with medication or just want a convenient way to organize and store your pills, medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy is for you. The handy packets can slip into your pocket or purse when going out and are great for travel, eliminating the need to bring all your pill bottles. Enjoy the safety and convenience of medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Bernard and Mary Jewell, Troy and Emily Putz, John and Aaliyah Brown, and Kelly and Jamie Stanichka. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a blustery, cool April day, no doubt, across the area, feeling more like late February than early April. We've had a patch of light rain and snow passing by, mostly just on our eastern flank here throughout the late morning. That should move away into the afternoon for the most part. High pressure will settle in from the northern plains for the next couple of days, bring us more sunshine tomorrow and Saturday. Some cool, frosty nights, but the afternoons will be fairly pleasant with that strong April sun doing its thing. And then heading into the second part of the weekend, low pressure approaching from the southwest will push a warm front toward the area and should spawn some rain showers and gusty winds Sunday. Looks like the best chance will be from late morning into the afternoon. And there could be some additional waves of showers early to mid next week as that low pressure wobbles across the region. At this point, it looks like we could see at least a half inch of moisture over that couple of day period. Temperatures won't get overly warm, but a little bit milder by the mid portion of the week. Still, the forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy, breezy, and chilly, with highs in the low 40s. A couple of flurries or sprinkles are still possible, especially eastern areas. North wind between 12 and 22 miles per hour. Tonight, decreasing clouds with frost, low temperature about 27. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy to sunny and quiet, with highs in the mid 40s. North wind around 10. Saturday, sunny and seasonal, low 25, high 54. Sunday, breezy with rain developing in the later morning, low 33, high about 48. Monday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a good chance of rain, low in the upper 30s, high in the mid 50s. Tuesday, mixed skies and mild, isolated showers possible, low 39 with a high of 60. Wednesday, variably cloudy, 30% chance of scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, low at 39 degrees with a high near 61. Hope you have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 41 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 36, our low this morning was 35. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 41. The record high for this date set in 1929 is 77. The record low 10 was set in 1886. Last year's high was 49 with a low of 40. Sunset tonight will be at 7:31, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:37. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 7 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.79, and we did receive a trace of snow so far today. It's currently a cloudy 41 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A dairy industry women's group focuses on mental health and maybe allowing guys in the group. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You met Laura Daniels in yesterday's show. While she downplays the fact, Daniels was the original force behind starting the Dairy Girl Network. 10 years later, this organization of women in the dairy industry has two big initiatives going.
One is called Stronger Together, which is our initiative around rural mental health. We believe that women are many times the ones who are more likely to be concerned or more likely to take action and help people get the resources that they need when it comes to their mental health. So we're really incredibly proud that we've been a leader in the dairy industry when it comes to that. We're also embarking on a new initiative called Include, and this is where we want to bring the dairy industry more resources when it comes to inclusion.
Daniels explains further.
Many times when we have a women's group, we think that it's only for women. And one of the objectives that we're looking forward to within Dairy Girl Network is continuing to find ways to bring all leaders in the dairy business into the fold so that they can all help create more opportunity for people within our industry.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Another push for summertime E15 use. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers and ethanol industry workers have made another request for a waiver allowing E15 use this summer. The letter was sent to President Biden Wednesday asking for action to allow the higher ethanol blend to be sold nationwide without interruption. The letter was signed by nearly 1,000 supporters. The former CEO of the National Corn Growers Association says E15 fuel blends need to be made available this summer. John Doggett tells Brownfield there's no reason for the U.S. EPA to delay the implementation of year-round sales until 2025.
I've always been frustrated with the E15 issue. It just seems like it makes so much sense to go ahead and provide E15 year-round. It's good for the environment, it's good for the pocketbook, and it's certainly good for agriculture.
He says he's optimistic the Biden administration will issue the emergency waiver for the 2024 summer driving season. The start of planting season depends on where you are. A Southwest Iowa farmer says he hopes to start planting in the next couple of weeks. Ray Gasser says the drought situation is better than it was this time last year.
We're still a little bit short on moisture in the soil, not terribly short, but we could use another 2 or 3 inches of rain here before planting if it would happen.
Central Illinois farmer Ron Kindred tells Brownfield he hasn't planted anything yet, but he's ready.
There had been some field work done in the area. Actually, a few beans were planted in the area. We did not plant any, but you know, when it all dries off, it starts to warm up again. I think we'll get serious about putting some crops in the ground.
The wintry weather pattern that brought snow to much of Wisconsin this week has kept most farmers out of the fields. Ben Augustine is one of them.
Yeah, I can't even do stuff outside yet. It's too cold, wet, rainy.
Augustine says his equipment is ready to roll, but for now he has to wait.
I'm taking manure in 3 weeks, and I hope I'm planting towards the end of the month.
That wintry weather pattern dumped up to 9 inches of snow in parts of Wisconsin. An extension entomologist says army cutworm has been prevalent in some western Kansas wheat and triticale fields. Anthony Zukoff is with Kansas State University.
We had a very large flight of the moths coming into Kansas last fall, and so a lot of eggs were laid. And this spring we're seeing increased activity of caterpillar feeding in wheat and triticale and a little bit of activity in alfalfa.
He says farmers can control the pest by spraying for the young caterpillars. The USDA reports the sale of more than 150,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to Mexico. Mexico is the biggest buyer of U.S. soybeans in the Western Hemisphere, and they buy mostly whole soybeans for domestic processing for use in livestock feed and vegetable oil. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Challenge.
It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Direct Cash Cattle Trade is developing and cash hog business is quiet at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct Cash Cattle Trade activity is picking up. A handful of deals have been reported in Iowa at $188 live. That's $2 below the previous week's business. Bids are on the table across the rest of the major feeding areas, with live bids in the south at $182, in the north at $297 dressed, and live bids in the north at $187. Asking prices are at $186 plus live in the south and $298 plus dressed in the north. There were a handful of deals reported on Wednesday in the north at $295 to $297 stress. That's $3 to $5 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. The distance between asking prices and bids in the south could lead to a standoff developing between buyers and sellers. Boxed beef is lower at midday in light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.89 at $299.41. Select is 36 cents lower at $296.56. At the Hus Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers under 700 pounds are $2 lower. Steers over 750 pounds were $3 to $8 lower. Heifers over 600 pounds were steady to $10 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good from buyers in the crowd and online. Medium and large one feeder steers, 650 to 677 pounds, brought $275 to $289. Feeder steers, 752 to 798 pounds, brought $241 to $243.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 605 to 689 pounds, brought $267.50 to $277.50. Cash hogs were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. There were very few negotiated purchases. Processors aren't in any hurry to do business today and aren't picking up to move needed numbers. Overall, demand has been really strong for U.S. pork on the global market and has found some strength recently on the domestic side. Both have been relatively supportive to prices. However, today's export sales report from the USDA did show a big drop-off. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55, and pork values were $3 higher at midday at $97.91. Bellies jumped more than $10 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News. The right trait technology on the right acre matters when it comes to crop performance. In this CAB conversation, Wisconsin farmer William Hoffman says the above and below ground insect protection is why he's planting DeKalb VT4 Pro trait technology following soybeans.
In the last couple of years, seen some pressure and thought I needed to try something different, and the rootworm technology seemed to work considerably better.
He says there's a reason he chooses new products like DeKalb VT4 Pro for his farm.
I'm really buying two things. I'm buying hybrid, you know, that I believe is high yielding and has a lot of potential. And I'm buying the trait package as an insurance policy to make sure that I can utilize, you know, all of the potential that hybrid has.
To learn more, visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitoon from Timsec Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a smaller sale, but a good crowd. Large squares topped at $225 a ton, and large rounds topped at $195 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have an online-only coin auction ending April 17th at 6 p.m. Soft close. And watch for many more online-only auctions. Interested in selling or buying your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. I have a great day.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products.
Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans are lower, corn's mixed, cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on profit-taking and technical selling, following the lead of bean oil, which is down on losses in palm and crude oils. Mexico bought more than 150,000 tons of U.S. corn beans this morning. Old crop sales, though, down in the week. May beans are down 6.25 at 11.76. July's 6.5 lower at 11.88¾. May bean meal's up $2.20 at 3.32.20. May soybean oil's down 80 points at 48.05. Corn's mixed, monitoring second crop development weather in Brazil and the planting conditions here in the States. Export sales were below a week ago, but the overall pace remains ahead of expectations. May's 1.25 higher at 4.33, and July's up a half at 4.45½. And wheat's mixed. Chicago's down on slow export demand. Kansas City is lower with the potential for more rain in some hard red winter growing areas. Minneapolis is up on an oversold bounce. May Chicago's 2 lower at 5.54. May Kansas City's down 4.75 at 5.75¾. May Minneapolis is 3 higher at 6.42½. Live and feeder cattle are up, watching direct business start to develop at least a little bit. There has been some light trade today at 188 live in Iowa, $2 lower than a week ago. June live's up 67 at 176.27. August is 92 higher at 173.62. May feeders up $1.55 at 244.12. And with pork higher at midday, June hogs are up 50 at 105.25, and July leans 35 higher at 107.27. Crude oil's weak. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Celebrating vitamin C. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Today is National Vitamin C Day. And what a great vitamin to celebrate. Vitamin C is vital to the body's healing process. It's a nutrient that your body needs to form blood vessels, cartilage, muscles, and collagen. The antioxidant protects your cells against the effects of free radicals, those molecules produced when your body breaks down food or is exposed to tobacco smoke, radiation from the sun, or other sources. Did you know, not only can you get vitamin C from a huge variety of fruits and vegetables, which we'll talk about shortly, it also provides benefits to your skin. Topical vitamin C can reduce hyperpigmentation, can provide anti-aging benefits, and brightens the skin. The collagen production also aids in wound healing. Now let's talk about those fruits and veggies. While citrus fruits like grapefruit, oranges, and lemons are chock full of vitamin C, so are cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts, red cabbage, and cauliflower. Not to mention adding some red fruits like red pepper, strawberries, and tomatoes can boost the vitamin C in your diet. Now, aren't you glad to find out all these different ways to get vitamin C? I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This is the Compeer Minute featuring Adam Schmidt, Director of Appraisal with Compeer Financial, discussing farmland values.
That supply factor is always going to be an issue. Interest rates continue to be a hot topic. The Fed saying they're going to come down, but how fast and how far is anybody's guess there? What's going to happen with commodity prices? We're certainly in a global market, and prices are impacted not only by production and demand here in North America, but globally. There's factors that definitely have to play out. That's gonna tell the rest of the story here. But certainly when you look back, and a reason why investors have been attracted to the farmland market is, even through volatility, we tend to see fairly mild price movements that adjust, you know, slower over time, at least certainly in recent history here.
Visit Compeer.com to learn more.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.